Okay, let's dive into this. You shared some really interesting sources on how engineers handle these, well, incredibly complex design problems.
That's right.
Specifically, looking at this aircraft wing weight example, right?
Exactly. The EWWE, it's a classic.
So our goal here is to sort of unpack how they use these advanced techniques, these interactive tools, to cut through just overwhelming amounts of information.
Yeah, and not just manage it, but actually build real intuition about the design.
Right, intuition. Okay, so what's the core problem they're up against?
Well, think about it like this. Designing a simple tire, maybe based just on diameter, easy. But what if you add, say, seven more details with depth, aspect ratio, whatever, eight parameters total?
Things get complicated fast.
Incredibly fast. The sources point out that trying to test every single possible combination, even with just, a few values for each of those eight parameters, it could take literally thousands of years of computer time. It's just impossible.
Wow, thousands of years.
Yeah, that's the famous curse in dimensionality. Every new variable you add doesn't just add a little complexity, it makes the design space you need to check grow, well, exponentially.
So for airplane wings with tons of factors, this is a massive roadblock.
Absolutely. A complete non-starter for traditional methods.
Okay, so you can't test everything. How do they get around this? This is where it gets clever, right? The surrogate models.
Exactly. Surrogate models, think of them as models of a model. They're essentially fast, data-driven approximations. You run a few of the really slow, detailed simulations, the ones that take ages.
The expensive ones.
Right. You use those results to train a much simpler mathematical model. This surrogate then mimics the complex simulation
But runs super fast.
in milliseconds. It gives you an answer almost instantly for any input parameters.
But it's not just about getting one answer quickly, is it? The sources really stress this idea of interactive exploration.
That's the key, putting these super fast models into tools engineers can actually interact with in real time.
Play with, almost.
Yeah, exactly. It lets them get a feel for the design space, understand the trade-offs between maybe 10, 20 different parameters intuitively.
Which you just couldn't do looking at spreadsheets.
No way. It's crucial for that early design phase where things are still, a bit fuzzy. It builds that intuition.
So let's talk about that classic example, the aircraft wing weight example, AWWE. What does it involve?
It estimates wing weight based on 10 parameters, things like wing area, aspect ratio, that's how long and skinny the wing is, the sweep angle, how far back it slants, and then crucial structural things like the ultimate load factor, MTAS.
That's like the max G-force.
Basically, yeah. And the overall design gross weight of the aircraft. Interestingly, the formula often used is itself a kind of simple surrogate model fitted to data from existing planes.
10 variables. That's still a lot to juggle. How do engineers figure out which ones actually drive the weight, where to focus?
Good question. They use techniques called parameter sensitivity analysis. Something like elementary effects screening is common.
And what does that show you?
It often produces a plot that visually tells you two things: if a parameter matters, and how it matters. Is its effect strong and direct?
Or does it depend on other things?
Exactly. Does it interact strongly with other parameters? For the AWWE, this kind of analysis makes it super clear.
What pops out?
Things like that ultimate load factor, NOVR, and the design gross weight, they're dominant. Big impact, lots of interaction.
And other stuff.
Things like, say, the weight of the paint within its typical range. Pretty negligible effect on the overall wing weight.
So it tells you where the leverage is, where to spend your design effort.
Precisely. Don't sweat the small stuff. Focus on the big drivers.
But visualizing how all 10 interact, I mean, you can't draw a 10-dimensional graph. How do the tools make this visible?
Right, you can't. So the approach is usually a grid of simple 2D plots, contour plots often.
Like little maps.
Yeah, exactly like maps. Each little map shows how wing weight changes when you vary just two parameters, say, area and aspect ratio.
Okay, but what about the other eight? They're held constant.
They are, but, and this is the cool interactive part, you usually have sliders for all 10 parameters. So if you move the slider for one of the parameters that isn't on the axes of a particular plot, so you increase the load factor 20. The tool instantly recalculates using that new dot value as the baseline for all the plots and redraws the entire grid.
So you see the whole landscape shift in real time. You're not just looking at static slices.
Exactly. You can directly see how changing one thing ripples through and affects all the other
Like
relationships.
that classic trade-off, high aspect ratio is good for efficiency.
But it costs you weight, especially when the load factor is as high. That tension becomes visually obvious. You can explore it.
That sounds incredibly powerful, but it must need serious computation to redraw everything so fast. How does that work?
Well, it all comes back to that fast surrogate model. It's running on a server somewhere. Often it's a pretty sophisticated one, like Krieging. Yeah, it's a statistical method, very good for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And a bonus is it can often estimate its own uncertainty, too.
Oh, interesting.
So the website, the tool you're using, sends your slider positions, those 10 numbers, to the server.
Okay.
The server plugs them into the pre-trained surrogate model. It calculates all the points needed for those plots super fast.
Fractions of a second.
Right. Sends that data back. Your browser draws the updated plots. It feels instant because the surrogate model is instant. That's the key.
Okay, so wrapping this up for you, the listener, this deep dive really shows how engineers tackle what seems like impossible complexity. Not by brute force.
Definitely not.
But by building these smart, fast approximations, the surrogate models, and then, crucially, using interactive tools to actually explore them to build that intuition.
It's a shortcut, yes, but a really intelligent one that leads to deeper understanding. It reveals those critical trade-offs.
So, here's something to chew on. We mentioned Krieging models can also estimate uncertainty. If these interactive tools could show you not just the predicted wing weight, but also how confident the model is in that prediction.
Yeah, like showing areas of the design space where the model is less sure.
Exactly. Yeah. How does visualizing that uncertainty change the game for making design decisions and managing risk?